Beginn der Koran Daf, Mesech, the Sukkah Daf Chof, hey, begin on now, begin with the Nazar, begin with the Gemara, come a Ketzura. If you have a harvested standing grain in the center, and you have the stalks of grain surrounding it, that was one of the cases we mentioned in this Braisa. Says Taisis, now, Avakav the Mukid Labam Askan, although the Gemara in the conclusion explains the case, that you went and you, yeah, it was a Vachitza that's Omid Viroch Metzuya, even though it's stalks, because you tied them together with the branches, the palm branches, the lovin. So this is the question. It says leshar can like show you here. So then here you cannot ask, as we had previously asked. If that's the case, wait a second. The talat bakula. Then why you limit the base of you have to carry in the holy you could actually like the man previously asked. Then it's a place that's made for a dira. You should be able to carry through with a bona fide mechitza, even more than mesasayim. So I says, no, because the hasim over there, be ilon. That was the case, the previous case, was growing a tree, hamasachech ala oretz, that is has long branches on the top of the tree that's leaning over the ground, shesh b'eschach, so it has a covering, has a roof. But that's considered like as if it was surrounded for dwelling purposes. But here, even if it's going to be considered as a mechitza, but like a schach ala aver. Here you don't have a roof covering, you'll just have ear space. Even with a bona fide mechitza to a hotzav davna, we would understand that you cannot carry more than beis hazayim. Because as Tei says, even the halacha of, let's say you have an area surrounded and ultimately it was opened up to the house, which therefore gives it dwelling utility. That's not considered surrounded for dwelling purposes because the walls were made first. It's only if you open it up and then you surround the mechitzas. Therefore you see these limitations. And here also, since it doesn't have a roof, it would not be considered as mukaf ladira, and that's why the Gemara didn't ask that if you're doing a chutz of a dafna, you should be able to carry more than mesasayim. Kitana Ketesan asked to begin with the Gemara Shluchi Mitzvah. Shluchi Mitzvah, Pater from Sukkah. So Taisa says, for example, Holchei, it means Holchei B'dvar Mitzvah, some people that are going on a journey of the Mitzvah purpose. If you're going to Torah, like to go learn Torah, like with Meir Abba, to greet his Rebbe on the Yomtiv, or left the Shvuin, to redeem the captives. They're Pater from the Sukkah, example in the Sukkah. And Mephil B'shas Chalini Yasin, even at a time when they're resting, when they're not traveling, the Kaf, Pesh, that's what Rashi explains. And so it says, V'chemash B'gemara. So it sounds like this from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Holchei B'dvar Mitzvah, someone's going to a Mitzvah purpose, Pater from the Sukkah, example in the Sukkah, Bimbi Yomim, Lila, whether during the day or at night time. Now, Mashma sounds like Av Bishin Hochan Elohim will do the trembling during the daytime because it says, Deen does the Bimam of Lele, give the trembling day and night. Then, even for a voluntary purpose, your exam can turn the breast, like we learn the price. It's obviously it's even when you're not traveling. But moreover, another purpose, Ubdi Rav Chizda of Rabbi Rav Huna, the Gona Raks, they slept on the edge of the river of Baisura, and obviously because since they went for a mitzvah purpose, they were put even when they were resting at night. That's a wonder. Because if you can fulfill both the mitzvah sukkah and the mitzvah purpose you're coming for, might be why exempt. The atu adam shishli tzitzah bebig devetil meresh, you think a person who's wearing tzitzah on his garment, tzitzah on his head, who's being isik in the mitzvah, so to speak, mimitha bekach v'shah mitzvah, you think that would exempt from all other mitzvahs? Well, bepeg yem bein hamudah, the Gemara says in Dorm, that flamagim on beiz, gabi hamudah hanov, someone has a vow forbidding benefit. The halacha is, the matzah of a dosi, he could go ahead and return his lost object. Why? Although he's benefiting from the Pruta of Yosef, which is that if you're engaged in returning a lost object, you're potter from giving a Pruta to an Ani. If he's going to ask from you, because you're going to admit, so it comes out that you're benefiting from Shimon when you're returning a lost object and you're not going to benefit from him. Oh no, it's permitted. Why? So it's not common that a pauper is going to come out at that time. But says Taisa, but if you would think as long as the lost object is in this house, Mifti, your example, may say, but if the Lani from giving the bread to the poor person, because that's considered engaged in returning the lost object, it doesn't have to be actively involved, as wearing Tzitzit B'Bigda and Tzitzit B'Reisha, Semkin Shlichi, to the contrary, it actually is very common that in that long period of time when you take in Daved until you actually return it, that could be weeks or months, that it would definitely make sense that a poor person would come and ask for a pruta and you'd be exempt, and therefore, then you shouldn't be able to return it. Rather, obviously, rather, you're only going to be part of the time when you're actually engaged. For example, let's say you have the talis that was lost, and you're spreading it out to ear it out, or the animal that you found that you're giving it actually food. That's not so common. Precisely at that moment, you'll be on the lishlam, and the poor is going to come to ask him it. So one thing you see is that specifically at the time. So then why? Because you're oisik in the mitzvah, whatever shlichas mitzvah, you're part of from slipping in the sukkah. You could do both. So what you have to say is, no, here also about such a situation, the mitzvah, the bekim mitzvah sukkah, they would have to be busy and perturbed with fulfilling the mitzvah of slipping in the sukkah, have them out in the mitzvah, it would have prevented them from whatever mission they were on, let's say, and therefore, that's where they were exempted. You're right, of course, if you could do both, You have to do both. It's not a carte blanche, hutra of the mitzvah sukkah. The beginning was the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, in Krishma, and that you have to say it, Krishma, when you're going on your way on the path. Prat l'chasen, that excludes a chasen, he's already engaged in a different mitzvah of consummating his marriage. Now, Tzayis Ba'alev, Avagav, the Hunam, the mitzvah Torah, what I mean, even though he's also engaged and busy with a mitzvah, already said from the Shevet Chabavei Secha, excluding the mitzvah, of Oisim the mitzvah, and that, it's a Torah, you need both psukim. Because yeah, because had we only had one, so I would say keep the chasen on the head ksib, because since it doesn't like supposedly say chasen that he's excluded from the mitzvah krishma in the pasuk, so I mean I would have said like pata kasev, the pasuk is only exempting when we're saying from because of eisu mitzvah but the mitzvah from mishav tov beisach ilutedech ma'isa mitzvah b'daim, only if someone's busy and he's actively doing a mitzvah with his hands and half of the mitzvah he's on doing moving with a mitzvah of a chasen but a groom he's just sitting and he's idling and he's not doing anything and the machashim is just thinking about how he's going to go and consummate the relationship but because the pasuk will not exempt him you say that from the extra pasuk from the left of the baderach Hashem in the department of Krishma we tell you that he's exempt from Krishma also where even the turban machshav is even just being perturbed with a thought of the consummate relationship that would also exempt him because as Rashi explains it. Now says the pasuk of the shmait mashma. Our sugi sounds like from going on the path is where you might hide mitzvah asik. That's where it's good if you're engaged actively in doing performing a mitzvah. The problem is the shilu perikam the brachas in the first breaking brachas the bir alav menafah gives lap the gives actually the opposite. The gross house in the gemara is gives somebody is b'sham b'shivtecha in your sitting. That's pratlochas. That excludes a groom from having to say krishma. And going on the path is pratlochas mitzvah. That excludes if you're busy engaged in actively doing a mitzvah. Which places the gears with nearer. The gears in the Gemara Brachas of Yilav actually seems more appropriate. That's actually how the simple understanding of the pasuk sounds like. When it says b'shivtecha is b'sheves didach, you're sitting with mecheves b'krishma. That's when you're obligating krishma. But like b'sheves the mitzvah, not when you're sitting in a mitzvah. Meaning shati yeshiv, you're just sitting in a chashav b'ilas mitzvah. You're thinking, how could you perform the b'ilas mitzvah? That's the excluding that of a chasen. Uvalechtecha and on your going is b'maitas mitzvah. It's when you actually engage in a mitzvah. The mashma tazi b'leches didach in your going, then you have to say krishma. But not when you're going for a mitzvah. So based on that, there's a Bavli question. So if that's the case, then b'shivtecha, we already know from there, excluding a chasen. So then why do you have to say b'lechtecha to exclude other mitzvahs? If chasen, which is only a machshava, you're exempt. For sure, when you actively engage in a mitzvah, you can be exempt. So it says, no. Machasen la v'yadina sharis mitzvah. From excluding a chasen, we would not have known that a regular ice mitzvah is also going to be potter. Because the Dhamma Shana no, maybe Chasin is different. She ain't naked like Kokach Lahasa didn't leave it. No, maybe Chasin is for him to remove the Tidr from his heart to be able to go and say Krishma. Because Avon Bishop Tidr, the Rishus, because even when someone's perturbed with a voluntary thing, like his ships sank in the sea, I mean, by the Subidaiti, he has to calm himself down, Lahasa Mashav is Tirdasa, and to remove the thought that's bothering him. But when it comes to a mitzvah purpose, like a Chasin, he doesn't have to, and that's actually harder to stop to be able to focus and say Krishma than being busy doing a mitzvah of a mitzvah. And if I would have thought that maybe actually a mitzvah of a mitzvah you would have to say, does you have to say that v'lechtecha b'derech, according to that, Gerutz and Mesech the Brachas, that even by oisim mitzvah, you're also going to be part of the mitzvah of saying Krishma. Kitzim next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Shorinim ben Pe'er, because Tefillin, it says Pe'er, which the common B'shmait in the Farsh later on the Sugya, Namad Beis, explains, but the comment later, Rechman Lechazk, in fact, that Hashem said the Yechazkol, Pe'er, when he lost his relative, Pe'er Chachabashalacha, your glory should be wrapped onto you, which is Atud Machayevis. You're going to be obligated to bring Tefillin, even though you're an Aval of a Kula Amapatir, but saying, but only you, you're an exemption, but everyone else is going to be exempt. Meaning, you're different than that, you're going to wear Tefillin, but everyone else is going to be Potter. Now, Vahadamash Malishna, this is something that from the wording, Shatam Toli Mishanikir Pe'er, that the reason is because it's called Pe'er. And for all the love bear peer, when a mourner is not someone who is someone for splendor, because he's in the dirt, but when he's glorifying Marabas Mashenobel, he's like showing us that he's not a mourner. So this is La Osla Mame. It's not coming to say that from here is where we know that an Obel doesn't wear tefillin. Because that we know from the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yechezkel to wear tefillin, which sounds like whatever else is going to be potter. So Ella, rather, this idea is the Le'ilfin Mahacha. It's actually to tell you that from here you wouldn't learn the point of Mishah Mitzvah to say the exempt from other mitzvahs. Why wouldn't you learn that? If he's exempt from tefillin, he should be exempt from all of the mitzvahs. No, the shani tefillin, they could pair tefillin because it's called pair. That's why you can't learn that from that. But the actual source that an oval is exempt is because of, we see the Yecheskel had to, but everyone else had to be potter. Then Tez has to take a second look and he says, wait, you're going to say, my shtick will be tefillin. Why is tefillin different? I mean, that we say because the davka v'chazak hamalei specifically v'chazak, he was said to wear the tefillin, which tells us v'lo shavim and not the other mourners. Problem is, we got to be talmid Torah. We're going to learn the Torah. I mean, in parakamah the ma'akot. We say in the first parakamah of tezvav menalaf that avol also talmid Torah. A mourner is forbidden to learn Torah. Why? Midomalei rechmanei chazak v'merak Hashem said the chazak hanikdaim to be silent. Which is the Abdi Sharvim Ki Cheskel. They're the other ones do like Cheskel. I thought Cheskel was different than we do the opposite of him. That's the situation that you could say is no. The B'divi Torah, by the words of Torah, Shashina by Akasa, Mikul Amma, that the Pasuk is changing from everybody, where everybody learns Torah. It's the name of the Oval Asif Divi Torah. That's what say that, oh, the reason why is because an Oval is forbidden to learn Torah. That's why he told them to be silent, which is how every Oval is. But film on my hotzok lemma. What do you have to say? Shnei tefillin that says to put on film. Emloi b'shul shah. You see, sabal oisah. If not for the fact that I would have thought to say that it's forbidden, and that's because actually a regular avol is forbidden, and by him is the exception. It's the exception that he was going to wear his tefillin.